Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, brought to you by OnPay, Atlanta's new standard in payroll. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Florencia Sirigliano with Red Coach. Welcome.
Hi, Lee. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I am doing well. I'm so excited to learn about Red Coach. Can you tell us a little bit about it? How are you serving folks?
So basically, Red Coach is trying to redefine the concept of public transportation, specifically in motor coaches. The company has been established 13 years ago. We came from Argentina, where I'm originally from, and we want to establish the concept of affordable luxury in the bus segment. Before that, there wasn't too many options to travel by bus in a comfortable way. So that's what we're trying to do, change the way people think about bus travel. So we offer different routes from Florida, where we are headquartered, all the way to Atlanta now. This is a new route that we just started, but we cover the whole state of Florida. And also we have routes in the state of Texas.
So you started out in Florida. You were working, I would imagine, I'm from Florida. So like a Miami to Orlando kind of thing, or Miami to Tallahassee, or where were you going in Florida when you started?
Well, the first routes we did with headquarters in Orlando, because it's the most central, you know, spot for the whole state. And we start doing routes between Miami and Orlando. But very soon, we start serving the whole state from all the way from Miami to Tallahassee. We go through the East Coast via Orlando, and then we do it via Tampa on the West Coast. So pretty much we cover the whole state. We have routes all major city, but Jacksonville. But then we cover all the state.
And then what is the experience like? Like, say if I'm in Miami or South Florida and I'm going to Orlando, are we going, like, where are we starting and where are we ending?
So basically, as I say, we're trying to change the way people think about bus travel, because Red Coach is not your typical motor coach. Whatever it comes to my mind when you think about bus travel, probably it's not the best experience, could be like a last resource. So what we have is we redefine the concept by removing all the seats. We tailor-made it. We brought it from Argentina, and the buses only have 27 seats. So imagine the size of a regular coach is 50 seats, and we only have 27 seats, or 38 in our business class. So basically, you can sleep on the bus. You can use the Wi-Fi, the outlets. And what we're trying to do as well is have very like short stops, and everything is very accessible in a way that, for instance, Miami, it's Miami Airport, Fort Lauderdale Airport. Then we go through the service plazas, and it's a quick pick up and drop up. So the time of traveling is comparable to driving your own car. So that's how we try to elevate the experience, not being on a bus for too many hours, but not being that uncomfortable, and be safe with cameras on board, tracking. So that's pretty much the whole experience.
So when you decided to come to Atlanta, where is that the point where people can get on the bus here in Atlanta?
So basically, Atlanta, it has been requested by our customers. They want more connectivity with Georgia. So we decided to stop in downtown Marta Civic Center, because we like the idea that it has connectivity to different places via Martha. That's one of the things. And then we also serve a lot of students and business people, so that will help with connectivity because it's located in downtown area.
So then they go to where the Civic Center Marta station is, and then your bus will be there at the appropriate time, so they just board it like they would, like if they were getting into an Uber or something. They can just go onto the bus, they bring their stuff, and then off you go.
Yeah, they show the QR, and then they get on the bus. You have a tracking app. We have a tracking, so you can actually check where your bus is, like an Uber, you know, to see the location. And we have two daily routes, so two daily departures at noon and at night, because the seats are so comfortable, you can sleep on the bus and you save money in hotel. Or if you have to be early back home and you don't want to stay in each of the places, either Orlando or Atlanta, you can do that. But also you save money because you just get to work in the morning or visit your friends or whatever you need to do in either Atlanta, Orlando, Gainesville, or any of the destinations we go.
So now you mentioned that if I wanted to go to South Florida, I can go to Orlando and then take a second bus from like Orlando to South Florida?
Yes. We do have connections there. They're very like 30 minutes. And it's one that, you know, you change buses because we change drivers and clean them. So you get a fresh new coach and you continue. But the layover, the stop, it's like 30 minutes.
And then is this kind of an express where you're going directly to Orlando in one shot, or are you stopping along the way?
So basically, our route is Atlanta. We have a quick stop in Valdosta, and then Gainesville. We stop at University of Gainesville, of Florida. I'm sorry, in Gainesville, and then Orlando. In Orlando, we do have our own station, so that you can relax, go to the restroom, eat something, and it's located like 10 minutes from the airport in McCall Road.
Now, is it something that if somebody uses the bus, then from that point, somebody picks them up or they take an Uber to wherever they're going, or, you know, some sort of transport to wherever they're going?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. A lot of people have someone that pick them up, or they just, you know, take an Uber or something. The train is nearby as well. So if you want to do the Sunrail, that's another option too. It's like a couple of blocks from our station, or if you need to connect to the airport and take a flight somewhere else, it's like 10 minutes from the airport as well.
So who is kind of the typical rider? Is it a young person that is doing this for financial reasons, or are business people doing it because they can leave at night and that's a pretty efficient way to get there the next morning? Who is your kind of target market for the rider?
So basically, it's the, you know, our demographic is very ample. We have the students that might go to, you know, college and want to visit friends in Florida. People, family going to Disney. We have business travelers going to conventions or meetings. So our older people, they don't feel comfortable driving. They don't want to go through the hassle of the airports. So that's a great option for all the demographics as well. So to be honest, it's the range is pretty big.
And then you said it's like 27 to 38-ish people on the bus with you?
So basically you have a first class bus, you have a business class bus, and we have the economy option as well. For our Atlanta route, we only have the business class, and basically it's only 38 seats that you can you have there. So only 38 people there, but you have all this extra leg room and space because we remove all the seat and put more ample, wider, and, you know, it reclines 140 degrees so you can actually sleep on the bus. You can use the Wi-Fi as well. You have power outlets. So a lot of people work there and, you know, instead of get home and continue working, they just get everything done on the bus. But most of the people do on the bus, to be honest with you, is sleep. People like to sleep on our buses.
And then is there food, or do you bring your own food? How does that work?
No, we don't offer food, but people are welcome to bring their own. We have a restroom. We also have cameras on board. We have 8 cameras that are surveillance 24/7 because we believe like it's very important to feel safe. So we take that very seriously, and we have cameras on board in order to do that.
And then I'm sure you encourage people to use headphones. Like, it isn't loud, like there's not people talking on the phone. No. Are you allowed to talk on the phone?
You're allowed to talk on the phone, but people are pretty respectful from the ones that have it next to them. So it's a nice, safe environment.
And then it, do you cater in any way for families, like people with children, like seating together, things like that, where like on an airplane, yes, that's not always easy to do?
No, yes, we do have reserved seating, actually. So before you get on your, you have your already your seat assigned, and it's 2-on-2. So you can have your space, or if you are traveling in a first class, you have just, you can have your individual seat. So you don't have to share with anyone. And our children are welcome. Children under 2 years old travel for free, and children until 12 years old get a 15% discount. And we also have discounts for students, 10%, and for people older than 65, we do have 10% plus the 10% per veteran. Everything is year-round. No blackouts, nothing.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get involved in this line of work? It's it must be pretty interesting because you're kind of trying to reinvent an old way of transporting.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a challenge. As I mentioned before, I'm from Argentina. I was born and raised there. And it is a family business that was in Argentina for 50 years. And there was a time that we came here on vacation and we saw that there were a lot of people. We saw them frustrated on the road. And we said, maybe something like what we have in Latin America or Europe might work here. The question would be, they don't travel by bus because, you know, people just here don't travel by bus, or because they don't have a better option that, you know, the ones that have been there for more than 100 years. And so at the beginning, it was kind of like a huge challenge because people didn't quite understand the concept. Is it 27 seats? So it's a smaller vehicle. Is it a charter? But then people start trying. And to be honest, our biggest ambassadors are our customers. But it was a big challenge. And it's been an amazing ride. And I feel like the whole industry is changing step by step, little by little. There are some other companies that are doing luxury buses. There's no company doing affordable luxury buses as we do, because we have dynamic pricing. In fact, now there's even a promotion for Atlanta for $15. So you can travel from Orlando to Atlanta for $15. But in general, we have dynamic pricing. So a trip from Orlando to Atlanta, it could cost you $25, for instance. So we are the only ones doing that. There's other people in other states doing luxury buses, but at, you know, triple or four times the rate that we offer for the same length of trip. But yeah, it has been really nice because at the beginning, people were trying us as a, okay, yeah, whatever, I'm going to give it a try. It's a bus, I don't know, but it's cheap or it's affordable or something. But then people change, like, this is for them a smart option. This is the way they go now. And, you know, it's been really rewarding to see that, or family saying this is a lifesaver because now I don't have to drive my mom to visit my sister somewhere else. They feel safe. And it's really nice to hear the stories of the people that travel, to be honest, to connect them. Because at the end of the day, that's what we do. You know, we connect people every single day.
Now, you mentioned like Atlanta to Orlando, or I'm assuming both Orlando to Atlanta. There's a stop in Valdosta and a stop in Gainesville. What does that make the length of that trip? Like, if I was to drive in my car, how long would that be? And then how long would it be on Red Coach?
So basically, if you depending on how fast, but basically, if you go on Red Coach, the whole trip, it's 7 hours and 30 minutes. But if you drive, it's probably 6 hours and 30 minutes. So it's not too much because we just do quick drop off and drop off. Yeah, pick up and drop off. You know, it's like 10 minutes stop or 15 minutes stop. It's not like you get off or something. So, yeah.
So those stops are just so people can get on at Valdosta if they want to go Valdosta to Atlanta. That's a choice too, right? Exactly. Because a bus will be coming from Orlando. So if you're in Valdosta and have to get to Atlanta, this is an option for those folks too.
Exactly.
How exciting. So are you looking to Obviously, you're going to Atlanta. Are there any other stops on your roadmap in Georgia, or are you primarily going to be in Atlanta and then use that maybe to launch to other southeastern cities?
Atlanta and Georgia has been always a very exciting hub, you know, to think about. It's close to Florida. It's on our borders. It's organic, you know, to go there. So we definitely will look into other cities from Atlanta. We want to just start to see how people react, how people from Atlanta use Red Coach. And for sure, we will look into just expanding in the southeastern region. We want to take that Red Coach concept everywhere.
Well, congratulations on all the momentum. If somebody wants to learn more about Red Coach, what's the website? What's the best way to learn more?
So they can look us up at redcoachusa.com. And then also on social media, you can follow us in Red Coach USA, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Those are where we are.
Well, congratulations again on all the momentum. And you're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's been a very exciting ride for sure.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.